Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, who do we have next on the show?
Well, we are lucky enough to have someone from one of my favorite towns in the whole entire world, Michael Callahan from Detroit Metro Convention Visitors Bureau. Mike, thanks for joining us today. Detroit is my town.
Great.
I love, love, love it. I grew up down here, but I think that a lot of people maybe haven't visited Detroit lately might be surprised at some of the changes that have been happening in this great city.
Yeah, so the changes have been remarkable. You know, we hosted the Super Bowl about 11 years ago.
Is it that long ago?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And after that happened, in part because of the Chrysler commercial and other things, people took an interest in what was going on. And certainly with Roger Penske's help and others, things started happening. And then it slowed down a little bit. But the reality is, and now, of course, it's just gangbusters in Detroit. And the reality is that since that Super Bowl 11 years ago, there have been about $20 billion worth of investment in the Central Business District of Detroit. $20 billion.
Did you say $20 billion?
With a B. Billion.
Oh, my gosh.
It's mind-boggling. And, you know, just along Washington Boulevard from Cobo Center up to the News Center, it's almost $1 billion there. Cobo Center's investment there was almost $300 million. The district, which we really will need to talk about, what's going on there. The Red Wings and Pistons will be starting their season up here in fall. That development, standing alone, once complete, will be bigger than downtown Grand Rapids. It will be bigger than Georgetown. We're familiar with Washington, D.C. And it's just created all kinds of reasons to invest in the city.
That's exciting stuff. Now, let's go back to the new arena that's being built. Is it going to be called the Oven?
That's good. That's cute. I'm not too sure the Illichs want that necessarily.
Maybe not. We, of course, are talking about the Red Wings' new stadium. And it's a pretty huge stadium. But it's kind of completing that whole area, like you said, right where Ford Field is and Comerica Park, or as I like to refer to it, Tiger Stadium.
Right.
Amy, you would be wrong.
Well, and for those of you who remember Tiger Stadium, the development that's taking place on that land is interesting, and it's satisfying because they're building a baseball stadium there for PAL, the Police Athletic League, along with retail and residential, etc. It'll be mixed use, so it's really taking some space, doing some creative things, and some really positive things for the city. And yeah, that's happening right now.
Yeah, of course, you're talking about the whole Corktown area, which is just exploding in itself. But let's go back real quick to what Amy was talking about, and that's the new arena in downtown there near Comerica Park and the Fisher Theater and all those great theaters down there. Did you say that is going to be bigger than downtown Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Sounded like some smack talk there, Mike.
I really want to put my head around that statement because, you know, we live in Grand Rapids,
yep.
And people are familiar with downtown, and that's bustling and moving. The Van Andel Arena is big, and it has its own emerging scene there as well. But you're saying this new place is going to be bigger than that?
Yeah, so, and I've heard Tom Wilson make this presentation several times. When that conversation started, they were going to build a hockey arena, right? And then there were going to be a few other things going on, and they changed the way that they were planning that. They wanted to really do something that's impactful. And then they are, with the hockey arena, with a hotel, with office space, with residential, directly across the street from the Fox Theater, there will be more residential with lofts, etc. And at the end of the day, from Ford Field, Comerica Park, across Woodward Avenue, up north, across I-75, up to the Masonic Temple, that's 52 blocks. That's 52 blocks of land, and that's all being developed as we speak. So what some of us, Amy, from here, remember as the Cass Corridor, for example, which was in its day a very, very scary place.
Yeah.
Now that has become a place that hipsters and young people are flocking to. There are B&Bs being built there. There are condos being built, lofts, etc. And then leading up to Wayne State. So it is gigantic. It's a one-of-a-kind development. And it is an interesting story about the resurrection of an urban area.
Yeah. Well,
it's exciting.
It really is exciting.
And I'm glad you kind of really painted that picture because a lot of us that maybe aren't from the Detroit area that don't get the whole, why is everyone talking about Detroit all the time, right? Yeah. But when you kind of like paint that picture now, you kind of go, okay, this is important for the whole state of Michigan.
There are about 100 new restaurants that have come into the Central Business District, adding to it. And to your point, when people think about the state of Michigan, they can't help but think about Detroit. And for way too many years, it's been negative. It's, you know, people, and people who are outstate in some cases and people out of state are just hearing this sort of thing. So we've got a big job trying to change people's opinions. But it is important to the state of Michigan because of the number of tourists who come in here, number of businesses who come into southeastern Michigan, and then expand outstate. It's so it drives the economy for the entire state of Michigan. And now I think people outstate can feel comfortable that with those revenues that are coming into metropolitan Detroit or southeastern Michigan, those tax dollars are in fact going outstate to help communities that are outside of the state of Michigan. You know, for example, the success of Cobo Center, there is a tax that is levied on Cobo Center. It's been there for quite a while for the funding of that building. The reality is that they've exceeded the demand, so all that money goes back, and most of the money is going back into the 79 counties, I'm sorry, and not into Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb. So outstate counties are benefiting from the thing.
That's really good. That's good to know. I think that's important for people to know.
I think so.
That Detroit is driving the economy for the state and participating in it in a really positive manner.
Yeah, and again, the image thing is so important for all of us. So there are a lot of factors involved. What's really fun about this, Amy, is how quickly it's happening, because the changes in this town just over the past 3 to 5 years are remarkable.
Yeah,
they really are.
Michael, visitdetroit.com. Can you tell us a little bit more what we can find at that website?
You bet. So I represent the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is the oldest convention and visitors bureau in the world. It was formed in 1896, and the purpose was to promote Detroit at the time, to bring visitors in who might choose to stay and bring their businesses and relocate, etc. And that's kind of what it did. But Visit Detroit is an economic driver. Our website is visitdetroit.com, just like it sounds. And people can get information about hotels, attractions, etc. in the Tri-County area. Detroit Zoo, you know, Great Lakes Crossing, the things that are happening in downtown Detroit, the Henry Ford. I can go on for days, but we don't have days.
No, but that's good to know, good resource.
But you should come and spend days in the city of Detroit.
And you know what, there are good reasons now to come down here and spend days here. And you know, if you're used to coming down, going to a ballgame at Comerica Park and going back home, stick around a couple of days, take in the restaurant scene, you know, the entertainment that takes place here. You'll really, really enjoy it.
You won't regret it, that's for
sure.
Not
at all.
All right, well, thanks so much, Michael Callahan, for joining us. We appreciate
it. My pleasure, thank you.
I've been top down to these railroad tracks and I know ain't nobody coming back for me.
Michael Callahan from the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau. We can be found at visitdetroit.com. I want to thank MLive for having me on and giving me the opportunity to promote metropolitan Detroit.